Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Steely Dan bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business, whatever you got on your mind, whatever you're excited about or frightened about, if you're buying, selling, or whatever's going on. We've got something that either I've done by myself, written by myself, or mostly with my Brain Trust members that they've written or we've done together on the show. We've captured it and still have it available as an archive. We've got thousands and thousands of pieces of information that you can take advantage of. And it's all free, thanks to our corporate partners. J.J. Ramberg, I'm very excited to say J.J.'s back with us. J.J. is a good friend of ours and a good friend of yours, too, whether you know it or not, because she's the host of the MSNBC's television program every Sunday morning called Your Business on MSNBC. Check it out in your local listings. If it's too early for you, DVR it. You won't regret that. J.J., thank you for hanging out with us. Folks, J.J. is a TV host, a host of this weekly show. She is a small business owner, and she has three small children. Have you got one out of diapers of the three, J.J.?
One and almost another one.
Almost another one, folks, and she's a wife. I mean, this lady, you're like Data on the Star Trek Next Generation, J.J. You don't get to sleep, right?
Now I'm starting to. Now that the kids are sleeping, I'm starting to sleep a little bit.
Well, just about that time, though, you started writing a book, and so I know you're working on that. So, anyway, I know you're busy, and I'm proud of what you've done. When a few years ago, you told my audience about a fairly new business that you were working on called Good Search, goodsearch.com, right?
I did.
And you guys have grown that business to the point where you now need somebody to help you run it, right?
Well, yeah, we didn't actually know we needed it, but something came up, and a CEO we started talking to, a guy who we knew, Scott Darrell, who was the president of Ask.com, who now joined us as the CEO.
You got the president of Ask.com to join your company. That's big stuff, JJ. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited, and he is just an amazing, amazing guy, so we're very lucky.
Certain things had to happen. I'll tell you, I've seen people start businesses, and they were the founder, they were the president, they ran the company, you know, they were the alpha member of the company, and then for whatever reason, in the cases I'm talking about, the company languished, and all of a sudden, these people, the ones I'm talking about, we're smart enough to realize, you know what, I'm probably not the person that needs to be running this company. I can contribute. I've got a lot to contribute. The company can't do without me, but I probably don't need to be the CEO. And they literally demoted themselves and hired a CEO, and the company took off after that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that happens all the time. Our situation was a little bit different in that we're still in high growth mode.
Right.
So I'll just quickly, for anyone out there who doesn't know what we do, Good Search is a search engine. It's powered by Yahoo, and every time you do a search, a penny goes to your favorite charity or school.
Yeah.
And then we work with 2,500 retailers, and every time you shop at Amazon or any retailer, a percentage of what you spend goes to your school.
Right.
And we're a couponing site, so you save
money when you link to them through Good Search.
When you link to them through Good Search,
right,
for the search, and Good Shop for shopping. So so Scott, who was the president of Ask.com, was an obvious person to work with us. So we were in high growth mode, and Scott came along into our lives. We'd known him for quite a while, and he is just this very, very smart person. So it was an interesting conversation for us to have. I founded it with my brother, and we said, here's the opportunity to work with somebody who has so much to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to work with somebody else? And we had some, you know, real heart to heart.
You had to have a word with yourself, didn't you? Because you were going to be giving up a little control, and you were going to be bringing in up other ideas. And hey, you know what? Their ideas might hurt your feelings.
Well, and beyond that, this was a family business. I started this with my brother, and we're bringing in a guy who is not in the family,
mm-hmm.
and that. Ken and I, our brother and sister, we work so well together. And so we had a lot of conversations with Scott and really understood each other's values and mm-hmm. where we wanted to take the company and our visions. And I have to say, it's been a year, and it's working so incredibly well.
I'm glad to hear that.
Lucky stars.
But you know why it's working? You know why it's working well, JJ? That you said one word in your little description there that is the reason why it's working so well. Before you got started, you discussed what each of your values were.
Exactly.
People don't realize when they're doing partnerships, which is basically this is a kind of a partnership. A lot of times, people don't realize how important it is for the partners to have the same values. To be able to share values.
And be able to really talk to each other, right? So that if something, you need to have a process by which if something goes wrong, you got to talk to each other about it.
Right.
I mean, we're lucky it hasn't happened in any big way,
right.
You know, tiny things. But you need to feel free that you can be open with each other.
Well, that's exactly right. And you got to have the communication. But you don't want to wait till you've been in this thing a year later to find out that you don't share values, and because
exactly.
that takes down more people than anything is that one issue. So it's going well. I'm glad to hear that. But you also got something called Good Dining too, right?
We do. It should be launching next week. Good Dining. We're so excited about it. It's the third of our sites now. And the way it works is every time you eat at about 10,000 stores across the country, a percentage of what you spend will go to your favorite charity or school.
I want to talk about this charity thing, folks. This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. You have an opportunity to spend your money in a way that creates opportunities, creates contributions to your favorite charities. We'll talk about this some more after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. J.J. Remberg is our guest. Don't forget, her show is called Your Business on MSNBC. New York's fine, but it ain't
over. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.